Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. You are listening to Getting Down to Business with SEO, with the SEO Queen, and I am just really, really excited today. We have a great show around SEO sales and mentorship. I would like to introduce my guest. Today I have Joyce Johnson, who is a sales professional, and we're going to have a great conversation with her. And we also have Paul Andre, who's a veteran SEO professional and also the founder of the SEO video show. Joyce is the founder of the Why Sales Network. So my first question to you guys is, why is mentorship in SEO and sales so important to the life of a business? So I'm going to go ask ladies to go first. Joyce?
All righty. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So mentorship is so important. In my first book, Why Sales for College Students, I wanted to be very open and transparent with students, and I let them know that my first sales experience wasn't the best. And that's because I didn't have a sales mentor, and I didn't have anyone that knew the business or internally within the company to guide me, give me direction and support. So when you have that and you go into an organization and you have a mentor who is experienced in the area of where you're working, it adds value for someone to guide you, give you insight, help you overcome objections and things of that nature for overall, you know, job success.
Okay,
so I believe
you.
All companies should sign a mentor when someone onboards.
Awesome. So, Paul, what are your thoughts about mentorship?
Mentorship is really important. I feel like you learn from other people's mistakes, and you won't make the same mistakes yourself. I do a lot of mentorship for high school kids who are going into tech and startups. So what I do is, like, hey, I went through a lot of things, and just want to – so they don't have to make the same mistakes, and it's just, because it's a shortcut for them. You know, it's like it becomes more of a not something where they don't have to spend any extra time to do a certain thing. And it's when you do mentorship with someone, it's like, hey, you have the mentor actually feels good helping out, right? And it's one of those things where you feel like you want to help. And then the mentee is getting all this valuable information without even hiring, like say you're hiring a coach or anything like that. It's, you know, it's like it becomes a two-way street where, you know, if it's someone, like, say, a high school kid who doesn't have the money to hire a coach or anything like that, or even a startup to hire, like, a huge business coach, being a mentor, it's a little different because they are actually volunteering their time. They want to help, and I feel that's very important. It becomes more genuine.
Right. So I think mentorship is definitely important, and there are, you know, two sides to it, like you said, you know, Paul, both the mentor, you know, the warm, fuzzy feelings that come with being helpful, and then the mentee who gets a sense of accomplishment by being able to accomplish things that they once didn't know how to do because of the impartation of knowledge and the gratitude that comes with avoiding common mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So my next question is, and this is going to be a little long, so thank you for your patience. So when a business, the name of this podcast is Getting Down to Business with SEO, and today's episode is, the theme is SEO is nothing without sales. So this is pretty awesome to have two people who basically can go from the top of the funnel all the way to the close of the sale. So my question to you is, what are three tips that you can give to the business owners listening on how to take prospects from the top of the funnel down into the sales process and from the sales process to close of the sale? So, Paul, go.
Three tips I would give to move someone down from top of the funnel, it would be that journey, right? Providing that seamless journey experience, customer experience from, let's say, someone goes to your website, they Googled you, they found you through search, and it's like when they land on the homepage, are you providing them a personalized experience? Like, is this someone, are they landing on a page that they were actually looking for? Make sure you have that query answered within the page that they found. After that, you know, they go into your lead, and you'll probably, I mean, this is going a little beyond SEO. It's like, now they're in your system. So now you want to do maybe target this whole personalization type of thing where you can do something with account-based marketing and bring them down further down the funnel to show them more content. Or if they do come back again, if you know that they came to your website already, you got them cookied or whatnot, so that you can actually personalize another experience that's showing them another piece of content that's more like, say, hey, I want to get a demo. Okay, so now they got the demo. Now they're warmed up. This is where they're in. You have someone call them. You create that relationship between that one person, and now it's off to sales. And sales, what do you do with it?
Joy, your turn.
Well, we yeah, but thank you. So the sales, what you do with it is you strengthen that relationship because people buy from people who they know, like, and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got them there and you have their attention. It's almost like if you're pitching them on your elevator pitch and you close that appointment, it's like, now what, right? And the first piece of that is allowing the customer to speak and, you know, sit and listen to what their woes are, what their challenges are, and what they feel they need help in. But then also building that rapport, because as I share when I am doing mentorship, if you don't build that rapport and you walk away, it's going to be tougher to go back and get what you didn't, you know, the information you didn't get. It's going to be tougher to go back and close that gap. But if you take the time to build that rapport and really listen to that customer and understand their business instead of trying to help them understand you, then they're going to feel so great about the partnership that once you walk out that door, you can call them and get anything that you need. And from there, you're going to go back and you're going to research what they gave you and what they said their needs were. And before you put together a final presentation, you're going to ask them, am I going down the right track? Am I going in the right direction? Is this what you need? How can this help you? And you let them answer that for you. Because now they're saying, I can really use this, right? It's what we call trial closes often. And then you go back and you get them to say why that's a value. Then you put it in a proposal and you sit down and have that meeting. And, you know, in between that point, you're asking them the other closing questions, of course, about if they have the money to buy, when they want to, you know, implement a solution or what have you. And then my favorite is, and I tell this with everything, if you're interviewing, no matter what it is, you have to ask for the business. You have to learn how to close. If you don't ask for the business, you're unlikely to get it, even if it's something they need. The person that asks for the business is more likely than not to get the business. And in that SEO world, a lot of times that's a call to action to buy now, right? And there are some buyers that will buy that way. But then, in a B2B sales world, it's you must ask for the business and close the deal. So don't forget to close. It's the most key component. Always be closing all the way through the sale, ABC.
Love it, love it, love it. So my next question is, what is one thing that a business owner can do to make their website more visible? Because you talked about creating a seamless journey, making sure that, you know, you do your remarketing, you have your pixels, you're serving ads to people, you're sending them content, you're touching them. But what's one thing that you can do to make that customer journey more effective, Paul?
One thing you should definitely have is having that technical person on your side, having that understands the value of putting pixels on your page, putting, understanding that SEO requires some technical code, making sure you have a technical person on your side, to like a web developer, whoever that is, even if it's just someone that can understand a little JavaScript that can put into your tag manager, someone that's technical enough to understand that should help you prepare your website to become very personalized.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's great. So I want to ask a question of you, Joyce. When you're talking about, you know, asking for the business, how can business owners who, you know, often have to wear multiple hats, how can they become more effective in asking for the business as they're networking and making their sales calls?
Oh, my gosh. It's a challenge, right? I do it right now today. But you have to be able to block out that time and dedicate that time to nothing but sales, right? Yesterday, I got up and I spent the first 3 hours of my day on LinkedIn connecting to people who I had something in common with, or who I the business offered some value to. I made a post early this week, said, oh, I'm thinking about connecting to all of my favorite brands on LinkedIn, right? And so you have to constantly be building new relationships. We used to say keep shaking hands. We're not shaking hands right now in COVID, but you have to continue to build those relationships, and you have to be intentful about selling, because you can get distracted with so many things in your business. And with that, you have to be able to hold your team members accountable to what they're supposed to do and get there. And, you know, yeah, and the hard part for that for me sometimes is, you know, as business owners, we want to hug everything and make sure it's right or whatever. But sometimes we just have to tell ourselves to shut it off and focus, be intentional about creating new relationships and about closing business every day.
Right, that's awesome. So how can people connect with you guys online? Paul, where can they find you?
You can find me online at Twitter, at Paul Andre, P-A-U-L-A-N-D-R-E, and that's also at Paul Andre at LinkedIn. And also I had started a new show at the SEO Video Show. You can just YouTube search it, SEO Video Show, and if you want to learn more about SEO, you can check it out.
And Joyce, how can they connect with you online?
Well, for me on LinkedIn, I try to think, how long have I been on LinkedIn? Because I have a very simple connection. It's Joyce J. I don't know how I got that. But then on other platforms, social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, my brand is I Am Joyce Johnson, I-A-M-J-O-Y-C-E-J-O-H-N-S-O-M. I Am Joyce Johnson.
Awesome, awesome. So I have to say that, you know, I thoroughly enjoy chatting with you on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, Joyce, and we had a tremendous conversation about sales and everything that you're doing. So my question to you is, what is your current passion project?
Oh, you're going to make me give up a secret. So my current passion project is something that we really haven't announced yet, but we've done a partial announcement. The partial announcement is that we're going to put together a student conference in Houston next year. It'll be virtual as well as here in the city. And the reason for this, the reason it's different from other student conferences is that I had an opportunity to be an adjunct professor at the community college level. And I learned through that process that junior college or community college students need something a little different in a lot of times, in a lot of cases, from your core university students. That some of the challenges are different. And some of the, you know, the believability of what they really can accomplish. Some of them are there and they have a plan. They know they're going to transfer credits and go to college. But for the majority of the students that I spoke with, that was not the case. So I want to create and they don't get the invite to these other conferences for university college students. So I want to create a conference for them that offers training and development and motivational speakers and companies there that's willing to hire someone in that community college space with that 2-year associate degree, give them an opportunity to go to work and take care of their families. And I want that's my passion project right now.
That's awesome. That's exciting. You know, Connected Women of Influence, we have a new foundation called Sue Rising, and we should definitely talk about that, some synergies there.
Let's do it.
Paul, yeah. So, Paul, what is your current passion project?
Well, I just mentioned it. It's something I just started about a month ago, and it's a place, a show to help people get into the industry. I've been in the HR tech industry for quite some time now, and I've always been trying to help others get jobs or, you know, help and land that right career path. And so this show that I'm doing is basically for non-SEOs and maybe some beginners or who just want to get into it, and to find that, you know, that nice sweet spot to get into SEO within their digital marketing career or marketing career. And I do this live every Friday. It's something that I'm, again, just it takes like 20 hours to put that show together a week, and then it's just something I just love doing. And I get a lot of, you know, I'm pretty grateful and just love putting out that information, helping others.
Well, I've had the chance to watch a few episodes, and I love what you're doing with the show. It's highly informative and very entertaining. I actually found out about some blogs I hadn't known about before, so it was definitely worth the time to check out at noon on Fridays. So, again, I want to ask you guys, can you share how people can connect with you, please?
Ladies first.
Paul? Yes. Oh, well, Joyce.
All right. And, again, you know, I am on LinkedIn quite a bit. So on LinkedIn, it's Joyce J. And then a lot of my social platforms, my team manage for me, but that's my personal LinkedIn. And then I have the I Am Joyce Johnson brand on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.
And Paul?
For me, again, it's I'm big on personal branding. I have at Paul Andre at LinkedIn, at Paul Andre at Twitter, and at Paul Andre on YouTube. So I have two YouTube channels. The other, my second one is actually more on personal branding and how you can do some personal brand SEO to boost your name up and become.
Okay, awesome. So you're listening to Getting Down to Business with the SEO Queen. You can find me online at the SEOQueen.com or the SEOQueen.net. And this is a show on Women Lead Radio, a program of Connected Women of Influence. Thank you so much for listening. So my next question for my esteemed guests are, what trends do you see happening in the online marketing and sales space? How is the business environment, the business ecosystem changing? So I'm going to go with you, Joyce. What are your thoughts?
Well, I definitely think that more things are going to be online. You know, one of the things I've been talking to people about is building their virtual awareness. So I recommend people build their virtual awareness and learn the tools and things that they need to be able to buy and sell online, because I do see more webinars. I do see more online conferences that, you know, we pivoted this year and did an online conference. As I mentioned, I am still going to keep an online version of my conferences, even the student conference, because it allows you to expand your reach. Whenever you're online, your audience is global. And I think a lot of businesses have identified that, and they like it. I think some of the businesses that maybe were having challenge in their communities of sales and things, now that they have, as soon as they decided to pivot and make that decision to go virtual and embrace it, they were able to build revenue for their business. So, we have a new norm. We're not going back, and it's time for everyone to build their virtual awareness and begin to learn how to best to really contact people like you, Z, and Paul, and to learn how to best create a valuable, some valuable selling points virtually online to be able to close business.
Absolutely. So what are your thoughts, Paul?
For marketing, I see two things. As a channel, I'm going to, you know, we are in SEO. I've been pushing this. SEO has been searched for 200 times more to date than it was back in January, according to Google Trends. We have over five, six times more jobs posted on LinkedIn for SEO than like SEM. So if you want to go into a channel, look into that. And then on the medium side is video. Video is something that I feel I've been preaching for some time now, but now it's more important, right? It's like we're talking about going virtual. But at the same time, since we're in front of the camera more often, even just with our webcam, it's very simple to just record yourself and send a video message. It's something that I use on outreach and get a huge, huge response rate just by sending out a video message, even if it's just like, hey, hi, you know, with first name, person I met on LinkedIn, and I will get a reply back. It becomes very more personal. So video is very important.
Oh. Okay, I have a question. Let's talk about this video. And, like, I think when people think, well, when I think of video marketing, I think of, you know, high-quality video posted on my YouTube channel. But you're saying using video as marketing and sales collateral. So what are your thoughts about that, Joyce?
I've embraced video kicking and screaming, but I am utilizing video right now as sales collateral through our webinars, through my sales tips that I do. My team tells me all the time, Joyce, we need a video, we need a photo, we need a video. And I'm like, okay. So people definitely are more attracted to it. You know, people learn differently. And I think most of the people that are on social media, they're visual learners, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can write something in there and you can tag it for the people that read. But when you're going visually and you're on video, people get it. You know, and I can tell the difference from if I write a sales tip out from if I add a video to a sales tip.
Right.
The levels of engagement are different. The level of engagements are greater.
Right, absolutely. I love to look at statistics, and I know that executives are 9 times more willing to look at marketing material when it's a video. They rather look at a video than read a blog. And so I know that you know what you're seeing in the marketplace is real. HubSpot and tons of other outlets are crunching the numbers and the data is saying that video is the way to go. I know, Paul, you definitely gave me food for thought as far as integrating video into, direct messaging and email to clients and prospects and the like. So that's definitely, as you would say, a knowledge bomb.
There's one thing that you also want to add with video, right? If it's a medium that you can cut into an audio. It's an audio that you can cut into a transcript. So you can get 3 pieces of content by just shooting a video, right? It's like one of those things where it's like you can hit 3 birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Absolutely.
That's powerful.
It is, because when I record my podcast, my College Life podcast, we're going to go live now, but in the past I recorded it. And I still video it, right? So I have the video, I have the audio, and then I have the transcript. And I've used it in different ways.
Well, I have a confession to make. I've been podcasting for many, many years, and I just, like within the last few weeks, transcribed a portion of one of my interviews. And when I was reading it, I had to say, this is some good stuff. I should have been transcribing this.
Right? It's like,
I mean, that should have been it. So I mean, I had to transcribe it because the person who I interviewed, I'm trying to come up with content for their website, which is, like, really super bare. So I was like, okay, let me find their own words, and I have an interview, so let me transcribe this. And I did that, I'm going to take your advice to heart, Paul, and start transcribing and utilizing that video. This has been a great, great opportunity to talk about what I'm passionate about is SEO and sales. You know, my next question to you guys, and I think this is going to be, my last question. So. For business owners who have a website, they have social media, they have you know, somewhat of a sales process, how can they optimize their process and make, you know, some tweaks to even make, you know, be more effective and make more money? So, Paul, I want you to answer this first, and then Joyce.
You have to take a look at your analytics, right? If you want to optimize your price process, you want to see what works already. And the process of this would be what? Conversion rate optimization. You want to make sure you increase that whatever's converting, go hard on it. Like, you know, it's that whole 80-20 rule. If this thing is making, this 20% is doing like, you know, 8% of the job, go hard on that 20% and then it'll just 10x it. Right. I mean, it's something
right.
that always look at your analytics, see what's working, go hard on that.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
You know, I agree because I'm always asking for the data, right? I want to know who's following us, who's engaging, who's buying, who's signing up for what, and you know what the age groups are, what the the genders are, where they live, you know, all of those things, because it helps you be able to put together meaningful, you know, information for your audience. And so I do realize that I have two audiences. I have that younger college student audience where I've been mentoring for years in the college space, but I also have my millennial audience who I've been mentoring for 15, 20 years, and they're now moving into leadership, self-leadership. And so I'm able to provide different things for the different audience on different platforms. But again, you have to, as Paul said, you have to analyze that and you have to know who your audience is so that you can target them correctly. You can provide valuable information for them. And I can't say it enough, ABC, always be closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, also when you do that, when you actually see your data like that, it's more like you can also save on spend, right? You're not wasting spend or whatever it is on something that's not converting. Say, like you said, you're looking what gender they are. If 90% of your people are converting are women, hey, just advertise to women. And, you know, it's one of those things where you should pay attention to, see what's converting, and then also optimize your targets. The more targeted you get, the more you save, the more ROI.
And, you know, and I found out where I thought, you know, and you can't go over what you think, because I thought that, you know, I had a larger women audience, female audience and followers, and the numbers consistently tell me that it's men. So I don't know if it's because I'm really cute or it's because they have a lot of men in sales. Probably a combination of the two.
You look lovely. Every time I see you, you're looking lovely.
Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to the SEO Queen interviewing Joyce Johnson and Paul Andre on Getting Down to Business with SEO on Women Lead Radio, a program of Connected Women of Influence. And before we go, I want to ask my guests, do you have any shout-outs? Do you want to give any shout-outs to anyone? Joyce?
Is it ladies first again? Well, I know
yes.
that I have, one of my best friends from sixth grade on the call. She's like, I can hear you. She texts me. My mom's probably out there. My family, you know I sent them this kind of late, but I appreciate all the support. When people ask me about my mentors, and I talk about a lot of mentors, but my true mentors, my first mentors and my ever mentors is, you know, my mother and my aunts and my family and what they fed into me to make me the person who I am. So thank you guys for always supporting me.
Awesome.
I want to give a shout out to Lady Z, the SEO Queen. Thank you for the invite, and I will hopefully see you soon in a month or so on my show. I can't wait to get you on my show as well.
Well, thank you so much, and I want to give a shout out to you guys for being on my show, to Joyce Johnson and to Paul Andre. I want to give a shout out to Michelle Berquist, who is an amazing leader and founder of Connected Women of Influence. And I would also like to give a shout out to the SEO Queen. I want to give a shout out to Theoda Scott, Umar, and Janella, and Annika Jackson, and Gabriel Rich, and Brian Priest, and Linda Scott. And I think that's everybody. So I just want to give a shout out to I want to give a shout out to the listeners and to the entrepreneurs and business owners out there listening. Please, by all means, if you don't connect with me, connect with Paul. If you don't connect with Paul, connect with Joyce, but we hope you connect with all three of us. Take advantage of our free items of value and educational material that's out there so that you can continue to take your business to the next level. Thank you so much. This is Z Scott, the SEO Queen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.